Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So you've been hearing all this talk about Kid Rock running for Senate here in the state of Michigan.
Yep.
Now, here's one problem. If Kid Rock runs for Senate in the state of Michigan, Kid Rock's going to have to use his real name.
Ooh, you mean he didn't change that yet?
Huh? No, he's got to use his real name on the ballot, and you know how that's going to confuse people because most people that vote don't do their research.
Don't pay attention. They're like, well, dang, where's Kid Rock?
Half the time you're like, oh, I go with the person that I know. And
right.
So his name, for those of you who want to take notes on this, Robert Ritchie.
He's going to get no votes.
Yeah, he's going to appear on the voting ballot if he ends up, you know, going forth with all this.
Right.
He's going to have to use his real name.
I think that's going to kill the campaign right now.
It'll hurt him a lot, for sure.
Yeah.
Unless he gets ahead of it right now. And
he could legally change his name. If he did it right now, I think he could start the process and change his name legally.
Unless he has already put his name
registered in through the state
of Michigan as a candidate.
I don't know how early you have to do that.
Yeah,
well, we'll see. So The Weeknd, or as I like to call him, The Weeknd, tells footwear.
Yeah, there's no E in the right.
It's just The Weeknd. Tells Footwear News that his new Puma high-top sneakers will cost $220. He says, we've been working with Puma for almost a year, and everyone's more than ready to get the sneakers out. I was nervous at first, but when I finally got to hold the product, I immediately fell in love. I want to see the Pope wearing it. I want to see Barack Obama wearing it, he says. And the shoes will be out August 24th. You going to be in line to get the Weeknd shoes?
Not for $220,
no.
But I do like the idea because he's got like a... they're more like athletic, like almost boots looking shoes.
Right.
Which
that's cool.
I could get down with that.
Yeah,
that
maybe they'll
cool.
go on sale. They'll end up at like the discount shoe.
The discount shoes, yeah. Yeah, I'll take them.
Shoe carnival.
On clearance, you know? Why not?
Exactly.
So Alec Baldwin told New York Magazine that his wife does not want him running for public office. He said, I'd consider it if I thought I'd win, but I think Trump is going to slam the door on non-traditional candidates. Hilaria has already... is that his wife's name?
It must be his wife's name.
Hilaria?
Hilarious.
She's already told me she doesn't want to put our kids through that. So
yeah, I do wonder about all these, you know, after like this major coup by Trump.
Right.
If now celebrities are just going to be like, yeah, never mind.
I think so. Are considering
like more work
like,
than I thought.
But
we'll see.
Yeah.
The Daily Mirror claims that Caitlyn Jenner was out driving yesterday in her classic Austin Healey Sprite car and then parked in a disabled parking spot. She does not have a handicap placard in her car, so that makes her the worst.
Can she just not have a driver's license?
Yeah, it does seem like she hasn't really been that, I don't know, responsible.
Right, because she had multiple car crashes.
Yeah.
I think she even killed a guy.
Yeah.
Or someone died from the car accident.
Yeah.
So it's like, maybe...
She's kind of just the worst driver in...
Apparently
Parker as well.
Exactly. Much like I've said before, when I become a celebrity and get like big money and make a ton of money, I would employ a driver.
Yeah, get a driver.
I don't need to drive. I mean, I can do that every once in a while.
Drive.
I don't make money to drive. I mean, what is wrong with you people?